Is your family rooted and grounded? Well, when we think about a family being rooted and grounded, I think about pillars. I think about your family's pillars. If you're like, I don't know what you're talking about here. We get up, we have our breakfast, we go to school, we come home. I don't know what you're talking about with these pillars. That's okay. Today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about those pillars. Let's get into it. So when we think about a family, I am very much a visual person. So family really is like a tree. If you can imagine that tree, any tree that you've seen that's like, man, that tree is solid. Like nothing's gonna push that tree over. But it can only grow and withstand life if it has really, really strong roots. And I think about your family's pillars as the root system. So establishing those pillars really does, it's like planting a deep, deep, well-rooted tree that will allow your family to grow and to thrive. So let's get into it. So what exactly are family pillars? We may call them different things, but I want to make sure we're all on the same page. Think of them as your family's core values, your family's belief systems, and principles that guide everything that you do in your family. They really are the foundation, the roots of your family. These pillars are not just abstract, like we want to be kind, we want to be sweet to the world, all those different abstract ideas. What does that mean? They have to be actionable and they have to serve in your family as daily reminders of what matters to your family. It also helps to create a cohesive and supportive environment for growth. Now, I don't know if you're like me, but there have been times in my family's life, my children's growth, that it's like something happens. Let's just say whatever that something is. It's like, well, we're not doing that, or why are you doing that, or this is not. And sometimes they know what you're talking about, but sometimes it's very reactionary. Like, when did we have that value? When did I ever know that that was important to you? And so pillars help to sort of set those guidelines for our family so that we're more proactive in our interactions with our children and our family and everything that we do and not reactive. I love Stephen Covey. He's the author of the 7 Habits of Highly Effective Families. And he talks about this particular thing that I really love, creating the family mission statement, and how that helps. Like, who are we? Like, what's important to us? And it becomes sort of like these pillars and mission. It becomes the family's North Star. Now, we know, I know, and you know as well. And if you haven't faced it, you will. There are times that in our family where we are knocked off of our kilter. It's like, what just happened? Maybe it's a decision that we made. Maybe it's something that we had no control over at all. Maybe it's a decision that our children made. And it can sometimes just throw the whole family off for a little bit. But when you have pillars, you have core values, beliefs, who we are, you can come back even when things have been difficult and have been challenging for the family. It becomes a North Star. So why does it matter? Why do we want to establish family pillars? Because it really does help us to be proactive in our family. The reaction of frustrations and not knowing what is expected, or just be off the cuff. And you know what? You might be by your, I may be by myself on this. You may not be able to relate, but there have been some moments where it's just like, I just respond. I've responded off the cuff because I didn't have any strong footing of why this was important. Maybe it was important to me as I was a child. Maybe it was important to me. I'm thinking about, my children and their future. But they're like, what are we talking about? Why are you so upset about this? This isn't a big deal. When we have our family pillars, we identify the big deals, if that makes sense. So one of the things when we're talking about family pillars, I want to give you some steps to establish those family pillars and core values, because we want to make sure that we are, as the adults, are not always saying, here's what it is. Here are 17 family pillars, and this is what we're gonna, these are our 10 commandments in the Bell family, and it's either abide by them or you're out. No, we want to make sure that it is a collective effort. So step one is really creating those family pillars, not alone, not just with your spouse or significant other, but with your family. Here are some questions that you can ask. What do we want our children to learn from us? So before you get the whole family together, like, what's important? Here's some interesting things I want you to think about. When I've done this with families, it's really interesting because sometimes one spouse has their list and the other spouse or partner has another list. Can you imagine how confusing that is? So we are running this whole family, all the systems, and the folks who are at the top of the food chain are not on the same page. So it is important for the adults in the space to figure out what's important to us. How do we want others to see our family? Because that is important. Maybe, you know, you want your family to be seen as a really close family or a family that values, you know, togetherness or that values time, whatever that is. How do you want them to see it? Well, people are going to see what it is that we do, not what we say only, but what they're seeing us do. So if we say that togetherness and family time is very important, but we have one vacation and one meal a year, then that's not really what's happening. So what do we want others to say of us? What's most important to us? That list is so long, but here's some examples. Togetherness, trust, honesty, service to other people. With some families, service is important. So they're always serving in some capacity. So determining what that is. So what I recommend is get the family together, not on a busy weeknight where you're going from pillar to post and all the things, but just a quiet time, and have each member identify or discuss what are some three things that you feel like they're important to our family, or you want to be included in our family's core values. You're gonna be blown away by some of the things that come up. And this can be done with even the little bitties. Sometimes with the little bitties, I think about like the 5-year-old, 6, 7, and maybe they can't articulate that in some deep way, but maybe you can give them a book where they pull out a picture of something they think is important or they really love about their family. So you can make it age appropriate depending on what, you know, the ages of kiddos that you have. Same thing with those teenagers, because sometimes they sort of revert back in many ways to the little bitties, and they kind of like, I don't have anything to say, I don't know the values, I can't even spell value. Like, yeah, you can. Give them other ways to express that and get that out. Once you've done that, then that's going to serve, you're going to see what happens in your family, themes that bubble up, things that are important. So you'll have where you maybe talk with your spouse, or significant other, but then you'll see what's important to the family. I am confident that you will find themes in that, and from those themes you can begin to create your family's pillars. So, for example, once you do that, you want to set clear and actionable statements. It's the same way that I feel about goals. If you have a goal and there's nothing clear and actionable and measurable, it is just a wish. It's the same way, and the same thing that happens with your family's pillars. If you identify them, okay, great, we've done step one. We know it's important to the family. And then after that, how are we going to create actionable steps to make sure that what we say is important to the family and is a family pillar is actually showing up in our everyday life? So let's say, for example, respect is important. So then a statement for your pillar could be, we treat each other with respect, even when we disagree. Oh, this is gonna help cover so much. And let me just tell you, as a parent, it's not just for them to be respectful to us, right? And so we're like, you know, you're not doing number three, you're not being respectful. Well, I will tell you that if we identify certain things as pillars, your children will do the same. They'll say, Mom, that wasn't, like, I understand you're upset, but that wasn't respectful. That was not, you did not honor number three as our family pillar. So just be ready and understand that it's coming all the ways, not just them to us, but also us to them. Step three is, I want you to involve every family member. Do not set pillars for the family without everyone there, because it's important. There needs to be the buy-in for everyone, okay? That's important. Step four. You wanna make sure that, you know, I think about, you know, families as an evolving unit. So your 6-year-old, bless their little heart, is not the same as now that 6-year-old who's 12, who's 15, who's 22. Right? And so you want to revisit these pillars and make sure that these are still important things to us. Some of them won't change, like respect or honesty, but how we how we have actionable steps for that may adjust a little bit. So one of the things that I would recommend for you as you are creating your family pillars, you're establishing those core values, what's important to you, you're creating actionable steps, is really revisiting that every year, at least once a year. You know, it would be good potentially, you know, at the top of the year. You know, you don't have to set a resolution necessarily for yourself or your family. You can just revisit those pillars and make sure they're still online. So set a family retreat time, you know, where you have really time to think about, this is what we decided last year. This is how we got there. Is there anything that's changed? Is there anything else that we need to talk about and create more specific and measurable steps there? I love this, and this is Elvis Presley. So some of you young folks are probably gonna be thinking, who is she talking about? Elvis Presley says, values are like fingerprints. Nobody's are the same, but you leave them all over everything that you do. And when I think about your family pillars, your core values, you know, yes, we may have different values from this person or this family, or maybe from the family, our family of origin, but whether we articulate them or not, there's a fingerprint of our pillars, our values, and our beliefs on everything that we're doing in our family, everything that we say yes to, everything that we allow or don't allow. They're there, sort of like lurking in the background, but they haven't been articulated. So we know they're there. We might as well provide them voice and agency and an opportunity to really be actionable and measurable in our family. Yeah, so, you know, family pillars are so very important. And when we think about our family systems, a lot of times our family systems have gone awry and we're like, what happened? Like, I thought we had a great family. I thought I was a great mom. I thought I was there for them. I thought I'd given them everything that they needed. But so many times I'll meet with families, it's like they gave us everything we needed, but we needed them. Like, we needed their time. We needed their validation. We needed their reassurance. So in the same house, right, there were different needs and different beliefs and different value systems. And so of course there's going to be a misalignment of them, but we don't want that misalignment to find that out when they're teenagers, because that's a tough time to realize, oh my goodness, we weren't all on the same page all these years. So when that happens, you know, parents sometimes are frustrated. They feel like their kids aren't grateful and don't value and appreciate all that they've done. But in reality, there's just a misalignment with those core beliefs and with the pillars. So if you haven't done this, this is a great time at the top of the year to really sit down with your family and go through this process to determine what's important, what are your non-negotiables, how should that show up? We don't wanna weaponize those pillars, right? It's like, you're not doing number three, you disrespectful teenager. No, we don't wanna weaponize them. We wanna use them as guiding posts, as a North Star when we get a little off kilter, or when, you know, your kids, you know, there's a time in our life where everything we say is like, there's like an angel behind us, like light is happening, like, yes, mommy, you are like everything. And then there are times in our lives and in our kids' lives where their friend's voice is powerful, and their company and people that they are around. So we wanna always know and be able to point them back to the North Star. Does that mean it's gonna be easy when we get to the North Star to say, listen, this happened and this is not a part of our family pillars. This is against our family pillars. How can we work through that? Well, that's where the community comes in, support, resources, you know, therapists sometimes, of how we go back to that North Star and we start moving again towards what we know is important to the family. So I hope this was helpful to you. Until next time, let's keep creating those systems where your family can thrive.